American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at American-Stone.com.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah. Hey.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse on this beautiful Saturday morning. Make sure you give us a call with your questions. The phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Coming to you this morning from Euromax in Pleasant Grove, where we're really looking at some incredible designs for cabinets and really a way to customize everything to make it so efficient and clean looking. So we hope you'll come out and see us. We are right next to the Tesla dealership here in Pleasant Grove, and again at Euromax. The top of the hour feature this morning, Tanya wanted to talk about pruning raspberries, blackberries, and gooseberries.
Yeah, mainly raspberries. This fact sheet just has all of them. So it's
which is nice.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And so,
mainly raspberries. Yeah, how do we go about it?
Raspberries are one of the few garden or food producing plants that you actually can prune in the fall and it won't hurt them. And since we have this nice weather over the next week or so, mid-November is about the time you start doing that, because the raspberries, the leaves have either gone brown or yellow, and they're dormant, and so they can be pruned. So when you're looking at your raspberries, you need to determine if they're just a summer bearer, so you get a lot of fruit sometime late June through early August,
mm-hmm.
Or if they're what we call a fall bearer, which would be your harvest would go from about late August through frost. Now, the fall bearers also, depending on how you prune them, will give you some summer, some fall, or a heavy fall crop.
Mm-hmm.
So when you determine what you have and what you want to do with the berries, then that will determine how you prune them. And so traditionally, on a summer bearing variety, you remove all the canes that produce fruit this year. And so they will start to die down. Especially if you wait for March of next year, the bark will start to slough off and peel. And they sometimes even kind of go a grayish color. And so anything that produced fruit comes out, and the canes that were grown this year stay. So what you'll do once you're done removing all the dead canes is look at the new canes, and you want them spaced in the row about every 6 inches. And you leave canes that are wider than the width of a pencil at the base. And so after you're done spacing them about every 6 inches, you just go in and clip them at chest height. And so then you're done. And so that's your summer bearing berries. Or if they are summer and fall bearing, the same pruning method if you want crops, in a moderate crop in the summer, a moderate crop in the fall. If they're fall bearing, it gets even easier because you just cut them 2 or 3 inches above the ground.
Right now.
Right now. They'll grow back next year and give you a heavy fall crop.
Pretty easy to take care of, honestly.
It is. It is. Once you kind of figure out, you just remember to remove, if for the summer bearing or the ever bearing, anything that produced berries this year in the summer, that comes out. If they're ever bearing and they had fall berries, leave them alone because they'll give you more berries the next year.
What's the thing that people usually do wrong with these?
They don't know if they have summer bearing or ever bearing berries, and they will cut them all to the ground. And then they look beautiful and get no fruit if they're summer bearers. And so you need to, even if you left them alone 1 year, if you were unsure, and just take out the dead and watch them to find when the fruit actually ripens, then you can start pruning. But all this is explained. There's actually pruning tips in here for blackberries. We are mostly growing these what are called semi-erect blackberries. And so the Triple Crown we're always talking about is semi-erect, but there's also what are called erect blackberries and trailing. We don't grow the trailing berries here very often because those are like the loganberry and the dewberries and things. Those don't do well here, but semi-erect and erect blackberries do fine, and there's pruning instructions in there for them.
Okay, and you have that up on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. I should say that Michelle has put it
yes.
up there for us.
Super producer Michelle.
Absolutely super producer Michelle, who we appreciate so much. A number to call with your questions this morning, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We should mention again about our podcast. Those of you who like to listen to the podcast after the show, re-listen, or you missed a portion, it is back up on Apple Podcasts now if you want it there. And then Michelle has done a kind of a handy-dandy survey to find out how people enjoy their podcasts, and she's trying to give it to them the way they would like to consume it.
Yes, and there we have several options because it's a 3-hour show, and so we're just asking, how do you want to listen? And we're getting some pretty good results. So
you want to check that out. You can find it at kslpodcast.com. That's another easy way to find our podcast. This morning, we are coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove, and Mike is with us this morning. Mike, we've been talking about your custom cabinets for every room in the house, and I want to talk for a minute just about what they're made of, because you just have a wide variety of options for people, and I love what you've got here.
Sure. Yeah, we'll build them out of whatever material people want. So our cabinet
boxes. Regular wood, you can get the regular wood and any type of wood.
And even the cabinet boxes, I think that's another big thing that's different. Most cabinet companies, you're going to get white melamine boxes, and that's just, they don't even go into details on that. We won't build out of melamine. We use laminate for the water resistance. But we can do, not only can we do any laminate, any color for any cabinet, we can do any core that you want inside of that laminate. So we can do an MDF core, a particle board core, a plywood core. There's a combination of plywood with MDF on it to get you a really smooth but light and strong cabinet. And any color on that too. So, and then the doors, we're building out of whatever you want there too. So there's a lot of really, really nice HPLs and acrylics that some of them we're importing, some of them are available here, but just literally thousands of options. Wood veneers, modified wood veneers are so popular in Europe that most people don't even know that they exist. And it's a real wood veneer that goes through a chemical process, and then the color is permanent, like this desk we're looking at right here. You don't have to stain that wood laminate. You just put a clear coat on it. So it's just another way to make the cabinets more perfect so that it takes it off of the person that's putting the stain on the cabinet if there's any imperfections, or one guy leaves it on the stain on a little longer than the last guy, and then the cabinets are a little bit different color. So the modified wood veneers take that away. Solid wood doors we'll do painted doors, really high-end paint.
So I love, you talked about the mm-hmm. waterproof feature. Mm-hmm. Like anyone who's taken a cup out of a dishwasher and put it on the shelf realizes that that shelf will start to bubble up if it doesn't have that waterproof feature to it.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's why we use laminate for our boxes.
You know, I've been into a lot of homes, whether they're starters or custom or, you know, in between. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these homes, even the upper end ones, you'll look at the cabinetry and you can tell that the door, you look at it, and it's not straight. It's off 2 or 3 degrees.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a starter home now in my area is going for over $500,000.
Sure.
And you walk inside and you see that cabinetry, and it's new,
sure,
but the doors are a little off, and you see gaps here and there, and it's just
so painful.
Visually, it is painful.
Sure. Yeah, and that comes to the engineering and the hardware that we use. So, unfortunately, houses aren't straight. They're not plumb level and square. But with the European design to put the cabinets on the wall, they've made the cabinets themselves adjustable. Even the upper cabinets, they hang on a rail. You can adjust the cabinet up, down, in, out, left, right. So we can get our cabinets perfectly straight every time, and then our doors can be straight. So
just the mechanisms that they open and close are pretty cool.
Yeah, automatic. Yeah, servo drives. You push a button, the door can lift up. So a lot of options. We've put all this on our website too. We've got a bunch of animation videos. If you don't have time to come to the showroom, really you should go through the website and check out our videos, because we've got animations of exactly how we're putting the cabinets together.
Okay, we'll get the website here at the end, but tell me about that broom closet, because I keep mentioning that I think it is so cool, because, you know, most of us have a broom, and we just don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah, we're a lot of hardware options, but yeah, we got a broom closet that pulls out with the door of the cabinet, and it's got a spot to hook your broom on the inside, and spots for cleaners wrapped around it, so it's even just a little small cabinet, so it utilizes the space perfectly, because it's like a 6-inch wide cabinet, and perfect for your broom, and
just hidden away there.
Hidden away.
I love it.
Easy access.
Okay, give us the website, though, for folks who want to go check you out there.
Yeah, euromaxfurniture.com.
Again, we were coming to you from Euromax this morning. We are in Pleasant Grove. It's 2415 West 7th South, and it is right by the Tesla dealership.
American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at American-Stone.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Accept donations made toward the Utah Food Bank, or learn more about Harvest of Hope, visit Macy's.com. Macy's, happy shopping.
Belief the savings. IFA's annual Fall A Day sale is commemorating 100 years in the Intermountain West with 100 days of a...
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Anton with you this morning. We're coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. Hope you'll come out and see us and see these unique designs for cabinets. If you're planning a house, a kitchen, an office redo, a bedroom redo, you want to come out and check out all these great ideas. Our next listener, Ton, says, can you still save and germinate tomato seeds that have been in the fridge?
You can, and one thing with storing seeds in the fridge, because of the high humidity in the fridge, you need to be careful, because high humidity and seeds don't get along for long term. So if you're going to do that, you want to put those seeds in a sealed mason jar or something hermetically sealed to keep the temperature down but the humidity out. So, but if the tomato seeds are in good shape, they can use them. But it's not, if you're going to be using them within a year or two, there you don't need to refrigerate them. Refrigeration or freezing will store them longer, but they do need to be sealed in a glass or metal container that has a, you know, something that will not allow air in or out.
Some sort of lid. Okay. Next listener says, is it too late to plant maple trees?
No, it's not. And one of my favorite times to go to the garden centers in mid to late November when the ground isn't frozen, but everybody's done shopping, because those nurseries don't want to overwinter those trees. And you can sometimes find some incredible sales just so that the nurseries don't have to deal with the trees over the winter. And so if you can find maples, I'm not guaranteeing they're on steep clearance or steep discount, but it's worth shopping around. The only maple I would not plant in the fall is Japanese maple. Those need to be planted in the spring so that they have all summer to acclimate and get established.
They're a little more finicky, more sensitive. James is on the line in Centerville. Good morning, James. What was your question?
I've got some rhubarb and some peonies that have been inundated by grass, and so I want to transplant those, and I'm going to transplant them to some containers, some large containers. I'm going to build the containers out of stainless steel. Is it too late to transplant those this year?
Well, it not necessarily, but if you're going to be putting them in large containers, you need to have them very wide and to a depth of at least a foot or 18 inches, because if they completely freeze, you'll kill the plants in the containers a lot of the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you need a soil volume that is deep enough that it'll act like natural soil. And so sometimes, you know, you might be able to dig those and put them into a temporary pot with potting soil and just get the potting soil wet and put them in an unheated garage or something if you're rushed to get your raised beds done. But the biggest concern is just getting them with enough soil volume so that it doesn't freeze clear down.
So that was one of my questions, is how deep the containers needed to be. So they need to be 12 to 18 inches. Would that be for both the peonies and the rhubarb?
It would, and I would have them a good 2 to 3 feet wide, just because, you know, the peonies will get 3 or 4 feet high and wide, and so will the rhubarb. And so you want to provide plenty of rooting space. The other thing is you could, especially when those are younger, plant annuals or something else around them to just maximize the space, but as those grow, eventually, you know, you will want enough space for them.
So listening to your answers, if the roots freeze during the winter, then that kills them. So that's why they survive, is deep enough in the ground that they don't freeze.
Yeah, roots are deep enough. And then it just is different if they are planted in the ground, because once you hit about 18 inches to maybe 2 feet along the Wasatch Front, at least, you know, the soil is not frozen, and the soil stays at 32 degrees when it's frozen. But if it's above the ground, say in a container, that container oftentimes will eventually reach the ambient temperature. And if it drops, you know, say we have a negative 10, you know, those roots are going to die because they like to be right at 32. And that's why you need a large enough soil volume to try to protect those from that.
Well, I'm glad I called, because I had planned to put the stainless steel containers in a raised platform, so they wouldn't be, you know, they would not be in the ground. They would be in a raised platform. So that would tend to make the ambient temperature get colder.
Yes. And so if they're a little wider, you're going to be insulated from that. But especially if you just had a 18 inches wide and a foot, you know, off the ground or whatever, that is where you start really running into problems.
Yeah, well, I've made them. They're various shapes, rectangles and squares, but they are large, like 24 by 20.
One thing you could do, and I don't know, is, and if these are especially like stuff that's important to you because they were grandma's, or you know, you're somehow just emotionally they're important, then you could put some other plants in there over the winter and see how they do. And then if things, you know, survive, then you could, you know, transplant those somewhere else and move the peony and rhubarb in. So it just depends.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's very helpful. I appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for your call this morning. Next listener wants to know, is it too late to put down iron on maple?
No, it's not. It's in the arborist world especially, I hear some arborists recommending putting it down in the fall because roots are absorbing nutrients for spring then, even after the leaves drop. But conventional wisdom is to put it down between mid-March and early April.
Okay. We'll get to more of your calls and questions coming up. We need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Number to call with your questions, and the phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. This morning, coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove, we hope you'll come out and see us. We're at 2415 West and 7 South, right next to the Tesla dealership.
American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at American-Stone.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaos, Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. Mike is here with us from Euromax. We've been looking at all your amazing cabinetry and all of the choices people have, options they have these days. But you also do other things that we want to make sure and mention. Like, what's with the sliding door where you can't even tell that there's any hardware?
It's magic.
It's like there are a magnet on the other side. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there's some hidden brackets on the sliding doors, so it's similar to a barn door, but you can't see any hardware. And slides super, super smooth and soft closing again. So cool options. And wall panels, decorative wall panels to go in entrance halls and, you know, anywhere that you want to just, you know, make your house look more luxurious and fireplace walls and stuff. So
yeah, tell us about these options for your wall panels.
Yeah, again, there's whatever you want to do. Wood veneers, modified wood veneers.
This stuff that
acrylics.
Looks like stone that's
yeah,
not.
It's called Crystal, and it's an acrylic product, an HPL with acrylic over the top of it. So it's a high gloss, and it's just beautiful. You got to come in and see it to understand what we're saying. We got them on the website, but here in person, it's even, you know, more amazing to see.
You do cool LED lights with your cabinetry that people can select, but I bet you also do that with your wall panels,
yep,
right?
Yep, wrap it with LED lights to accent it if you want, and however you want it done. So we have some awesome designers on our team that can help you put
that stuff together. About that for a second, yeah, because a lot of us, you know, we know what we like, we know what we don't like, but putting it all together is just another story.
Sure. For sure, yeah. A lot of the stuff you really need an interior designer, and we have some available, and people bring in their own interior designers also, and we're happy to work with your designer, or we can provide one.
This European-type cabinetry is just so different because it's clean and slick-looking. For those folks who just don't like stuff out on their countertops, want everything put away nicely, it makes a huge difference.
For sure, yeah, huge focus in Europe on that. And clean, sleek, easy to clean, get rid of your clutter, just make you feel happy when you're in your kitchen or in your house.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the kids scratching some of these cabinets because you have some really durable type products.
Right. There are some textured TFLs that look like real wood, but they're actually stronger, more water resistant. So lots of options, but I think we can find something that pretty much anybody likes. So
let's give people the website so that they know they can check out some of the stuff on the website if they can't come see you this morning.
Yeah, it's euromaxfurniture.com, and be sure to check out the videos because they do a really good job of explaining and showing exactly how our cabinets are put together. So.
Okay, and you can also come out and have a bagel with us this morning. Paulette's gone and got us some bagels. So come out and see these wonderful designs and the different options that you can choose from. A lot different than most people have experienced when they've looked at cabinetry. Thanks for having us here this morning.
Thank you.
And again, we are at Euromax. This is in Pleasant Grove, right next to the Tesla dealership, really easy to find. Dion is on the line now in Provo. Good morning, Dion. What was your question?
Yeah, I just wondered about the lawn fertilizer for the winter. Is it too late to put that on? And if not, would you water it in? And in regard to the earlier call of planting a maple and using iron supplement, is that... something you also would water in if you applied that?
The iron supplement, so you want to use what's called chelated iron, and the specific brands that are generally available to homeowners are either Miller Fera Plus or Grow More chelated iron, and those do need to be watered in, but the easiest way to apply those is to actually mix the product in 5-gallon buckets according to instructions, and then just drizzle it through from the base of the tree out to the edge of the canopy back and forth in a just a you're so you're snaking that water back and forth, and then you would need to water that in for 5 or 10 minutes, or you could try to time it with a rainstorm. The lawn fertilizer does not need to be watered in, and you can just let a rainstorm, as long as you apply it at the recommended rates, a rainstorm or snowstorm will take care of it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the call.
All right. Thanks for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, says, is it too late in the year to dormant plant a lawn? They say that they have a dirt lawn and they were thinking of laying down seed with hay on top.
You know, it's going to, what will happen if you seed, say, within the next couple of weeks, is the seed will obviously sit. If it doesn't snow, it could become a food source for birds that will come in and pick it out because there's not a lot of other food out there. But if you get snow cover, that will prevent that. And what will go on in the spring is that the grass will just kind of germinate on its own over an extended period of time. And so what will usually happen when we seed in late spring into early fall is that depending on the kind of seed, the grass germinates from anywhere from 10 to 21 days, but you may see an extended germination time in the spring. It is very possible, but it's just, it's considered a little less ideal than just doing it in the spring.
I know, with these warm temperatures, we also have another listener saying, yeah, can I just go out and reseed an area?
You actually don't want the warmer temperatures. You want temperatures, you know, if they seeded now, it would be fine. But you need temperatures consistently below the mid-50s to prevent the grass seed from breaking dormancy and germinating.
Next listener says, can they leave milkweed seeds in a canister outside and then plant them in the spring?
Boy, I would either bring them inside and put them in the fridge. It depends on what they're doing. I just need more details. I would prefer to just see it spread out so that it germinates. You know, but if they can't for some reason, then I would put it in a sealed jar and bring it in. Or there's lots of different things, but I need more information on what they're actually doing.
All right. Next listener wants to know, is it too late to trim roses down to avoid any winter damage? They say many of their rose bushes are very tall, and they want to avoid some snow damage.
They can go in and prune out the branches that are going to be likely to break. And so they would just prune those down toward, you know, the middle of the bush, but leave everything else intact. The main pruning should be done in mid-March of next year.
Next listener is Diane, who lives on the sandy bench. She's wondering if it's a good time to transplant Mahonia Oregon grape.
They can if they need. They need to get roots enough on there to, if they're going in and just digging it, so that the individual starts will survive. I just would prefer to see that done in mid to late March of next year, but if they need to, if they get enough roots on it, it should be okay.
A next listener says they want to plant a peony where they used to have a pine tree. They say the pine trees have been gone for a couple of years now. Would it be okay to plant it there?
Yeah, it's fine. Pine trees. I don't know where it comes from, but there's this assumption that pine trees somehow make soil so you can't plant in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just false. You know, those needles take a while to break down, but they're organic matter. And in different parts of the country, we use them as a mulch to conserve water and to keep weeds out. And here in Utah especially, we consider, oh, those pine needles are bad. They're not. And especially if they've got the soil cleaned up and there's not so thick a layer of pine needles on there, the plants won't grow through, or roots that they might have to remove, the soil is fine.
Okay. Number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. The phone lines are open. Number to text us, 57500. Again, we are coming to you this morning from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. We hope you can come out and see us. We also have, I should tell folks, we have our greenhouse t-shirts. We don't always have them, but Sloan's put out a few greenhouse t-shirts. So if you want to come out and see the very latest in cabinetry and custom design, come out and see us at Euromax this morning and pick up a greenhouse t-shirt while they last. We'll be right back.
American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at american-stone.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Anton with you this morning, coming to you from Euromax, where you find authentic European furniture, incredible cabinet designs. With me right now is Max. And Max, we have to talk about, my drawers are really disorganized. It doesn't matter whether we're talking my bedroom or my kitchen right now. They're just kind of a mess. But you really have a system that organizes everything. Start with the bedroom, though. You have some really special things to organize your bedroom drawers.
Yeah, we are so focused on organization of your stuff, which you want to keep organized. So if you are talking about the closets in the bedroom where you have a jewelry, you have ties, you have belts, you want to put them in an organized way. So we have a hardware which you can insert in a drawer and it will just keep everything in the right position. And it can be from a leather from a wood, from a stainless, from a velvet. We have so much varieties. It can overwhelm if you just stop at our showroom. You will see all the options we can offer.
Organization and luxury, I should have said, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. Okay, talk about the kitchen cabinet drawers then.
Yeah, on the kitchens, we mostly like provide two lines. If you want to go with a stainless, it will go for a cutlery, for your spoons, forks, knives, for aluminum foil, for a shrink wrap. We have exact the same the spot where you can save it and you can easily cut it. So it's just like you open the drawer, it's a drawer, and you can use full function.
It fits in on a roller. So it almost like your paper towels, but as you pull it out, it's got a slide that cuts. And it drives me crazy trying to pull that stuff out of the box because it always
pull
rips
it out
wrong.
Of the cabinet, pull it out of the box.
But this, you can put it right in the drawer, pull out what you need, and just cut it and have it exact.
Right, because when you cut by hand, you stretch a lot, and you just like always have an even straight cut.
So true. You also have specialty doors. When I'm talking specialty doors, most people think they can't get a door that's over 6 foot because it's going to warp. But you have a solution to that.
Yes, that's right. You know, like a lot of people see on Instagram and all some different social media sources, tall doors, and like, hey, I want these doors. They look adorable. But people, many of the shops deny that offer. They're saying, yeah, it's a Photoshop. But it's not true. Like, it exists, really. It exists. And we can make a 10-foot high door, and it will be straight, and it will be not warped,
no
and
seam.
Crooked, no seam. Yeah, and it's provided by a hardware, so we'll just put a metal rod behind the door on the back of the door, and it's adjustable rod. So it's a metal rod which keeps it straight.
So many features, so many items to talk about. People really need to come out and see these things, or at least go to your website. Give your website again.
It's euromaxfurniture.com.
Okay, but come out and see us this morning. Grab a bagel. Grab a greenhouse t-shirt. Again, we are in Pleasant Grove at Euromax. It's 2415 West 7th South, and it's right next to the Tesla dealership. And thanks for having us here this morning.
Thank you.
And let's get back to our callers this morning. Our next caller wants to know, let's see. Ton, help me out here. Switching screens.
My local greenhouse has trees on clearance.
There you go.
Is it too late to plant a peach tree?
Is it?
Plant away. You know, you can still dig. The ground's not frozen. The one thing with planting in the fall, you always have this worry in the back of your mind because the leaves have dropped from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's on clearance, you're probably not going to get a warranty, but it's on clearance. And scratch the bark here and there just lightly with your fingernail. And if it's green underneath, you are absolutely fine to plant.
Next listener says they have powdery mildew on bindweed that has moved onto a rose bush's leaves. Will this powdery mildew go away as the weather progresses into winter?
Well, the powdery mildew didn't spread from the bindweed. There's actually many species of powdery mildew, and they're fairly specific to a small group of closely related plants. And so even though they both have powdery mildew, they got it independently due to weather conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really common for bindweed to get powdery mildew in the fall and certain varieties of roses. Now, the rose leaves, as they drop, you're going to want to rake them up and dispose of them so that you don't have that inoculum around the base of the roses. But if it looks like it's going to be a problem in the spring, they will want to use some sort of a fungicide just to keep the powdery mildew away in the spring until we have hot weather.
Okay, next listener says that they are landscaping their backyard. They've been told it's good to plant sod in the fall so it can develop roots over the winter. They're wondering how late into the fall can they plant it? This is a weird year.
It is, and I know that there are situations that HOAs and contracts for commercial properties, you have to have the job done to get paid. Even though ideally you would put the sod down in late April, May of next year, you've got to put it down. And I've seen contractors laying sod in frozen sheets sometimes. And it seems to survive, but if it were me, I would just book the sod for next year and lay it in the spring.
But they could hold them liable, right, if the sod didn't live? maybe?
No.
No?
I don't want to get into
one of these
situations.
You're not a legal guy? You're not
a
lawyer?
No. And if, let's say, the contractor put into a contract saying, I guarantee that everything is alive for 6 months or for one calendar year, mm-hmm. and the sod didn't come back, then the contractor's on the hook. But generally, if you haul sod away from a dealer, is buyer beware, because the sod dealer usually is not going to offer a warranty. But if the sod is healthy when you leave with it and you lay it and treat it correctly, it'll grow just fine. And so this late in the year, if I were a sod dealer, I would be like, you know, I'll sell it to you, but it is November. And generally it does survive okay, but it's just not a best practice.
Mm, yeah, and fall is a good time to lay sod, just not this late into the fall.
Yeah, late August into mid-September is the best time of year to either plant seed or lay sod.
Yeah, I think we're just deceived by the nice temperatures that we've seen, the nice sunshine and lack of snow on the ground. A number to call with your questions. Phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Reminder that you can find the show in podcast form at kslpodcast.com. Those of you who were listening on Apple and were concerned that some of the episodes haven't been there lately, that problem has been fixed, so you can find us on Apple. And if you enjoy The Greenhouse and you need to keep up to date on your news, hey, you can even join me on Utah's Noon News every day at noon on KSL News Radio. We're going to take a break and come back with more of your calls and questions. And we are coming to you from Euromax in Pleasant Grove. We hope that you'll come out and see us this morning. We're at 2415 West and 700 South. It's in Pleasant Grove, right next to the Tesla dealership. And just come see all the innovative things that you can do with your cabinets, with hanging doors, with wall panels. And we're going to be here till 11, but they're open today. Come out and see us at Euromax.